Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Are you ready for a drive-through holiday display? The Merry County Christmas, presented by Thrive Knoxville, will soon be open. Let's go in depth with Tyler Christian, Marion County Engineer, Steve Edwards, Director of Marion County Conservation, and Craig Egan and Dan Carlson with the Marion County Historical Society. Tyler, what's Thrive Knoxville?
So Thrive Knoxville is a nonprofit organization that was formed largely in part by the school, the Knoxville Hospital, and the city of Knoxville to intentionally promote the positive things going on in the community, whether that's through holding events, informational sessions, or just helping to incubate and collaborate amongst the groups and nonprofits in the community.
When you brought together, Thrive has brought together a really interesting, fun group for something new this year. Marion, as in Mary-N County, Christmas, the Marion County Park. Tell us how that came about.
So it actually came about, I think a drive-through lighted Christmas display has been discussed on a number of occasions throughout the past few decades, probably, here in Marion County, and specifically at Marion County Park. But at one of our Thrive board meetings, we were discussing COVID-19 and how living windows would look in a COVID-19 year, and an idea to maybe kick off the drive-through lighted Christmas display was mentioned by a board member to just kind of test the waters this year, because that's an event that could be held with physical and social distancing, but still, you know, get people in the Christmas spirit and also give people something to look forward to in a year where a lot of things are being canceled and you know, there isn't a lot to do where you promote gathering. So here's a way people could gather, but yet stay in their own vehicles with their family or their circle of friends. And along those lines, we could also get community support and buy-in and a sense of community in a year where everybody's kind of been separated a little bit. So through this event, we've had partners from civic organizations to businesses and individual families that have all pulled in and partnered and made displays and that sort of thing. So Thrive thought it was a great way to just do something in a COVID-19 year that could kind of generate that sense of community. And so our first stop was to find some partners to collaborate with.
Okay, and Steve, I understand you've wanted to do this for some time at the park as part of Marion County Conservation's efforts.
Yeah, I think I first got acquainted with this type of an event back in 1991 when a group of us got together and talked about that. And at that time, we talked about trying to buy a number of displays, but it got to be cost prohibitive, so that never got wheels underneath it. And then through the course of the last 30 years, off and on, people have come and said, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could drive through the county park during Christmas season for a lighted display? And conservation department's always been in favor of doing that, but we've just never been able to quite get the right partners together to make that happen. And this year, I think, you know, with these two partners, it's been a great work. And I think, we're going to have a great event. And like I said, we've been trying to do that for some time, and now we're fortunate to have the county park out here, where if you look statewide at some of these drive-through events, most of those are done in either a county park or a state park or a city park. And mainly it's because we have the infrastructure, the road system, and probably the biggest thing is the electricity. With the number of displays that you have, you almost have to have some type of a park setting that has a lot of electricity to be able to handle those displays. So, you know, we're fortunate to have that here in Marion County.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Christian, Steve Edwards, Craig Egan, and Dan Carlson about the Marion County Christmas. Well, Craig, having the Marion County Historical Society involved seems like a natural highlight the historical buildings out here. What's the involvement?
Well, exactly, Bob. We feel like it's natural, too, with all of our beautiful buildings have been brought in from around the county, beginning in 1955 to establish this great historical village to honor the history of Marion County. And we were just excited when we were approached. Dan Carlson, whose son is a large part of this too with the Thrive Group, brought this to the board, and the board, you could tell there was a great excitement right away, and they kind of had to answer some questions, as we always do, and it just felt like a natural to us too to bring a lot of people through. We felt we couldn't do our Festival of Trees event this year because those are all inside in the historic buildings, and so this was a way for us to stay involved in the Christmas spirit of Knoxville and Marion County, and so we were just exactly excited to partner with Thrive and with the Marion County Conservation Department to bring this to Knoxville.
And Dan, I see you out here all the time working on a variety of things. I mean, you're just... any organization would love to have you as a volunteer. Can you tell us a little bit about what the displays are going to look like?
Well, we're going to light all the historical buildings out here, the eight different buildings, and so that's been our focus. So this last week we had a pretty nice week of nice weather with lots of sunshine, a lot of wind too, but the displays are going to be down through the campgrounds, and so we have displays that we purchased from commercial lighting outfits, and also we have some that are being handcrafted by people. So it's up to individuals to either buy or purchase, or they'll donate funds and we'll buy them for them and then display them. We have reindeer, Santa Clauses, you name it.
Well, and I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, a lot of people getting together weekends and nights to do various displays, and it sounds like people are having a lot of fun. I saw, maybe 15 cars here over the weekend, people working. It's been quite a community effort.
Yeah, we had our group of people from the Historical Society out here. We met over the weekend and last week, too, to put up lights, and then we also had people show up to put their displays up in the campgrounds, and so they had a nice luncheon, and it was just a great time.
Okay, can you tell us what the dates are?
We're going to start November 20th, and it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that's going to run up to and including December 23rd.
So the last 3 days will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but we thought as people get closer to Christmas, we'd add in those last few days leading up to Christmas Eve because people will be looking for something to do and maybe off or out of school that week.
November 20th, 21st, 22nd, 27th, 28th, and 29th, and December 4th, 5th, and 6th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, 21, 22, and 23. That's a lot of nights. And those are this wrap around the weekend. Am I seeing that right or not?
Yep. As Dan said, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday each weekend. And so 18 evenings in total. And there'll be, we hope to have a line of cars every evening. And it is free will admission. We do accept credit or debit cards through Square. So that will be available. And what you can expect that evening is... the event will start at through the historic village. So, one of the reasons Thrive partnered with the Historical Society is because they do have, as Craig said, such a beautiful village here, and it being lit up during Christmas is really going to be spectacular, I think. So the drive-through display will start through the historic village and then enter into the campground where there'll be the homemade displays and the commercial displays. Many of which have come from the communities organizations, nonprofits, businesses, and people that were just willing to help out there. And for to get in the Christmas spirit a little more, you can tune into 95.3 KNIA, because they will be playing Christmas music during each hour that we are open on each of those evenings.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Tyler Christian, Steve Edwards, Craig Egan, and Dan Carlson about the Marion County Christmas. It's just so nice to have the park open for some. It's such a beautiful park. It's so nice to have it being used this way in a time when it's normally just vacant except for walkers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it gives people that maybe have never been here before exposure to the park. So if they come for this event, maybe they'll want to come back in the summertime when we're open, the campgrounds are open, the parks are mowed up and looking real nice. So we look at it as a public relations and promotion for the park. So we're excited about that. The one thing I might add is during the time of the event, the park will close at 5 o'clock, an hour before the event actually starts, to in preparation for getting ready for that. So we'll close the main road to the park. So basically it'll be those weekends.
Well, this is also a good message for the Historical Society. I know you're always looking for new members. You all do great work. It's important that rural Iowans, well, rural people everywhere, document our own history, because nobody else is going to do it if we don't. And the Historical Society has done just a great job with it. So people will have, they'll get more exposure to it. And one of the things that you said, there's a free will admission, but credit cards will be accepted. I presume there's a donation that, if we can, that a donation will be welcome. And what would that donation go to?
The organizations and the event, you know, the Historical Society, to hope, you know, there's possibility in the future they could further the displays throughout the historic village and continue the upkeep of their electrical system. But to the event and thrive and to promote our organizations.
Yeah, because this stuff comes with some costs and we enjoy
it. Yeah, definitely.
It's nice to help out.
Yeah, you know, we like to continue to build upon the event, but the event itself has expenses, annual expenses each year. And, you know, we have had the, like Steve said earlier, you know, it was cost prohibitive to purchase all commercial displays. So we've been very fortunate in the number of community donors and organizations that have contributed, because it would not have been possible without them and without the hard work of many, many people.
Well, now this is exciting, especially one of the things that happens is the kids love these kinds of things. And we've driven, when my kids were little, we'd drive to other communities. We'd drive to Des Moines. And it's so nice to be able to do it locally. These are just great events.
We hope to pull people in from all around Marion County and beyond, and like we said, give them something to do this year, because you know, many events, including Living Windows, will look different or possibly not happen. You know, in the future, there's a lot of potential here as well. One of Thrive's pitches to the Historical Society is we wanted this to complement the Festival of Trees. And not overtake or replace it. So, you know, in future years, hopefully there's a good complement there and possibly more exposure for them as well. And tying that into the historic, or into Living Windows in the future as well.
Well, I understand that there's a special mailbox here that's got a direct line to Santa. That's exciting too.
We do. We've got a direct line to Santa for all the kids' letters. So if your kids have an idea of what they want for Christmas, jot that down, and we will have a letter or mailbox there, and we can get that off to the North Pole.
Anything anyone would like to add?
Well, you know, like I say, I hope that it goes very well and that we get a lot of participation from the public. From a conservation department, we would like to see it eventually use the entire park, you know, where you drive actually all the way around the park, seeing displays. I think that would be very nice. And I think then you go from using about 0.7 miles to about 1.5 miles. So it would take you a while to get through there. So again, from our perspective, we would like to see it grow and get bigger and better and be a real attraction for Marion County and Central Iowa.
You know, I mentioned there's a lot of potential, and that's really come to realization here in the last week. We've had a lot of phone calls, people inquiring about doing different things, and one of the benefits of doing this event this year was because people could be separated and stay with their families without group or large gathering type interaction. So in the future, you know, there is a lot of potential here for groups and organizations to do different things and expand upon what Knoxville and the surrounding communities have to offer during the holiday season.
A setup aspect, we're fortunate enough to have the city of Knoxville utility truck out here to help put up some lights Friday, as well as Mid-American Energy has been helping us out too with the same lighting work, and that'll continue this week a bit, trying to get the rest of the buildings lighted out here.
Yeah, I think in the next week you'll see a lot more activity here as far as displays going up in the park. I think we just have a fraction of them set up currently, and you know, next Saturday we will continue and finalize and get everything ready for the following week. We do have a few volunteer opportunities remaining if individuals would like to volunteer. We have what we're calling an admission booth to the event, handing out flyers and giving a few instructions to people as they progress through the park. And we're asking for 3 to 4 volunteers per evening. So if you're interested in that, you could look for the Sign Up Genius link on Thrive's Facebook page.
So you can be a part of it.
You sure can. Dress up in your elf costume or whatever you like and sign up.
And I think as a historical society, we're all just as excited as we hope the public is to see this, you know, with all of our buildings outlined in lights together with a 0.7-mile loop through the rest of County Park. We think it's really going to be a sight to see, and we hope people will turn out. There's been a great community effort of these groups coming together to make this happen. So we're really looking forward to it.
You know, Aaron Carlson and I represent Thrive on this steering committee or this group of partners, but we couldn't have asked for better partners in Marion County Conservation and the Historical Society, both of which to put in numerous hours of work to help get this ready. And, you know, we really look forward to what we have to offer and proud of what this group has done in a short time frame. I don't know when we first approached the Historical Society, but it feels like 2 to 3 months is all we've had to prepare, and so we look forward to what we have to offer here.
Lighting the buildings has been fun, but when you put the lights on the buildings during the daytime, you have to sneak back at night and plug them in to see how your work does look. And then the next day, you may have to tweak it just a little bit. So it's an ongoing process.
You've been sneaking back.
Yes, we have.
Thanks to Tyler Christian, Steve Edwards, Craig Egan, and Dan Carlson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.